Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is in the process now of making arrangements for his son's homecoming, who passed away last week due to COVID-19 after a almost month-long battle in the hospital. So I would ask you to please continue to pray for Dr. Youngblood, pray for his family. They are in need of prayer right now. God's grace and comfort to be shed on that family. I'm Mike Hill. I'm calling from Pensacola, Florida, hosting the show today. And it's my honor and pleasure to host a show for Dr. Youngblood. He and I have been friends for several years now, and he has asked me to do this, and it is my honor to do so. I'm a small business owner. I own an insurance agency, insurance and financial services we sell. Have been doing that for 31 years. Before that, I was 10 years active duty in the Air Force after graduating from the Air Force Academy in 1980. I was also a Florida state representative for 5 years, representing District 1 and District 2 out of the Panhandle. So that's primarily the Pensacola area, Gulf Breeze, that's Escambia and Santa Rosa County. So that's a little bit about me. I'll give you our call-in number if you would like to join our discussion today. We're going to be talking about many things, but probably one of the biggest things we're going to be talking about is the insane COVID lockdowns that we are seeing and the vaccine mandates that we are seeing coming out of the Biden regime and also coming out of Canada, the Trudeau regime. Those people have gone insane in Canada, same in Australia, with this nonsense, thinking that forcing people to stay in their homes, forcing people to not be able to be free and go shopping and to restaurants, that somehow that's going to control this virus and its variant. It did not control it when it first started, even before the variant came out. It was not stopping the spread then. We saw evidence of that, where in certain states, they had draconian lockdown measures. New York, California, New Jersey, Illinois, but in other states which were free, like South Dakota never did do a lockdown, period. Not at all. Florida, we had a lockdown for about 5 to 6 months, and then finally Governor DeSantis came to his full senses and stopped doing that, and we have not seen a increase or preponderance of COVID cases in Florida or South Dakota any different than what it was in New York and California. In fact, ours have been a bit less than New York and California. So the lockdowns didn't work. So why on earth do they think that it's going to continue to work now? And then on top of that, they are mandating this experimental vaccine be placed, jabbed into your body. If you want to travel, if you want to continue working, it is utterly insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to call in as we discuss these issues, the number is 904-831-0917. Again, 904-831-0917. Let's Face the Issues is brought to you in part by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time has a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including Honda and Echo generators. Tools for a Time staff can answer all of your homeowner and professional and backup power equipment questions. They're located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, near the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295, right at the base of the gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. You can reach them online at toolsforatime.com. Again, that's toolsforatime.com. And right away, as we get started, we have a caller on the line. Cole, go ahead with your question or your comment, please.
Hi, yes. Basically, I just want to say out there to Americans and to fellow Christians that it's our time to be down on our knees praying for this nation, because when I look at all the things, in some sense, that's the only thing we're left with. You know, the election was stolen, so our vote didn't really do much in that case. I know it did more on a state level and a county level, but so many things they're getting away with. I heard the other day 150 employees were fired or resigned from a big hospital. I don't know the exact one, because they would not get vaccinated. So we're getting our rights infringed on more and more and more. And we basically have to be ready to be called by God. But in the meantime, you know, bow down on our knees and pray to God for help. And the last thing I just want to say is to everybody, I've asked multiple people at my job, how far are you willing to go? There is somewhat of a spiritual battle to this thing. I don't believe it's the mark of the beast or anything crazy like that. I believe everybody's situation is different. And if somebody gets vaccinated, I don't look down on them for it. But if your job is on the line, if your ability to travel is on the line, and all these other things are on the line, how far are you willing to go to say no? And the more they push this, the more personally I back away. Because it's a scary, scary thing that you have a government, multiple governments in the world, pushing so hard to get everybody to get a shot in their arm that hasn't been properly researched.
Well, Cole, thank you for your comments. And you are exactly right. You are spot on. How far are you willing to go? When are you going to draw the line? When are you going to say, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when are you going to be able to say, God will save us, O King, but even if he doesn't, we are not going to bow down to you. O King,
amen.
Know this.
Amen to that, brother.
Yes, and Cole, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your stand and your bravery. And you're absolutely right. We must pray for this nation right now. The fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much, meaning that it has much power behind it. You mentioned about the elections. I want to encourage all the listeners out there, you must take part in the elections. Yes, I
yeah.
know there was fraud in this last one, and it was stolen, essentially. I believe that the election was stolen from President Trump. Saying that, we still must participate in the election process. If we do not at all, then what we will find is that the left wins by default. So you must participate. And at the same time, we have to contact our state representatives, our representative and senator at the state level, our governor, and demand that they put in place stringent measures to stop election fraud in our own state. And you must participate. Go out and vote. Vet the candidates who are running for office. make sure that they have a constitutional, conservative, Christian background and values before you decide you're going to vote for them, and vet them properly. Ask them questions to confirm their position. We have another caller on the line, Robert. Robert, yes, thank you for joining.
Yeah.
What is your comment or question,
there,
please?
Mr. Hill. I'm very fortunate. My company is going to fight it. They're not going to just give in. They said they're not going to force us to take the jab. And the other thing is this is how people just don't seem to understand. That's like telling everybody in the country you got to take Prozac when you don't. Because some people it will work for, some people it won't. That's what this government does not seem to understand. But I am blessed, though, in a way that my company is going to fight it. And they said they're not going to force us to do it. And hopefully DeSantis will help us out here, too. So that's all I got. Thank you.
Okay, Robert, thank you for that comment. And I'm also grateful that your company is taking a stand and not doing it. And I know our first caller, Cole, mentioned how a number of healthcare workers are losing their jobs because they refuse to take this experimental vaccine, which, by the way, some of the vaccines, I can't remember if it was Pfizer or Moderna, which one it was, either contains fetal cell tissues, aborted fetal cell tissues, or in the process of being developed, they use aborted fetal cell tissues. So all three of the vaccines either contain it or it was a part of the development of it. That alone is enough to refuse this vaccine. But even on top of that, we're seeing all these adverse side effects that are happening. And before I get into that, we have another caller on the line, Kevin. Kevin, what is your question or comment, please?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to comment. Thank you very much, Brother Hill. And my condolences out to on the pastor, Youngblood, for his loss. And the Heavenly Father comforted in their loss. But I also pray that the Heavenly Father would greatly expand this radio program of Dr. Youngblood because it needs to go out throughout the whole nation. And so I ask you to continue to do a good work that you're doing. But I'd like to know also, Mr. Hill, Brother Hill, what did you experience when you were in the government running for, I think it was Congress?
No, actually, I was at the state level. I was a state representative for 5 years here, representing the Panhandle.
Did you experience any kind of spiritual blockage or, any kind of resistance in the spirit realm? Because I'm just wondering what these guys are dealing with in our government, because it's definitely got to be a war there.
Well, Kevin, thank you for that call, and you're absolutely right. It is a spiritual battle that we are fighting in this nation right now. And that's why it is so important, as some of the other callers have said, that we pray. It was Cole who said we need to get on our knees and pray. Call out to the Lord God Almighty. It is so important that we do that. And yes, when I was in office in the state legislature, and I'm sure they're feeling it at the congressional level, that there is a spiritual battle going on at this time. When I was in the Florida State House, I was asked to head up the Florida Prayer Caucus. And so we would meet at least weekly for prayer. Now we have 120 House members and I'm getting that confused with the congressional level. Yeah, we have 120 House members and we have 40 state senators here. And I would call these weekly meetings and you can guess how many would show up. We would have, at the most of these 120 House members, we'd have 5, maybe 7. And from the Senate, we'd have 2, maybe 3. And that was it. And all we were doing was coming together for prayer. Now, I'm not saying that the rest of those were not spiritual. They just did not show up for that prayer time. But it is so important that we do pray. You know, 2 Chronicles 4:14 says, this is the Lord God himself speaking, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal our land. So there's a prescription right there, folks, of what needs to be done. We have to humble ourselves by saying, Lord, we can't fix this problem by ourselves, and we can't. We cannot fix the mess that we are in. We have to humble ourselves. Lord, we need your help, and pray. Pray for this nation. Pray that God will keep his grace and mercy on this nation. Pray that he will give wisdom to our political leaders, even to business leaders at all levels, that he will give wisdom to them so they will know how to make the right choices, the right decisions. Thank you for all those who have been calling in. It is much appreciated. And if there's others who would like to call in and join the show, the call-in number is 904-831-0917. Again, that's 904-831-0917. And as Kevin just said a minute ago, it's so important to support this radio station. I know that it is heard in the Jacksonville area, South Georgia, and even in the Virginia area. There are some affiliates there. So if we can continue to expand how Christians need to face the issues of today, we should not just bury our head in the sand and not participate. Don't give me this nonsense of separation of church and state. That is a fallacy to think that that is built into our Constitution or any of our founding documents. It is not. It is not there. I have read our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution several times. It is not there. That phrase, separation of church and state, comes from a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Baptist Church in Danbury, Connecticut, assuring them that the state was not going to interfere in their religious affairs, not the other way around, that we as Christians are not to get involved in politics. We must, because if we don't, then it will be left to the left. And we see what is happening because of that right now throughout this nation. We have the left who control the House. It's a 50-50 split in the Senate. And then we have a president who is completely left. I would say he's deranged just about. And we see the results of that happening right now. The nation right now is in a turmoil, close to being in a disaster zone. Everywhere you look, our border, inflation, our military affairs, foreign affairs. If somebody could tell me one good thing that this administration has done since election, I'd be glad to hear it. The only thing I can think of that they've done, which has been anything positive, is that they've left in place some things that President Trump put into action, which had this nation just going at such a great pace when President Trump was there. Everything was looking much better. From our foreign policy, we moved our ambassadorship to Jerusalem, where it needed to be. He just did all these great things. But before I get into that, I have an article here. It was written by Ben O'Neill, and it was published by the Mises Institute. The Mises Institute is a group out of Auburn, Alabama, who focus on Austrian economics. That is conservative economics. That is economics that does not allow the government to dictate how we are to conduct our economic affairs, but you let the people dictate that. It is the closest thing that gets in line with our Constitution, Austrian economics. Fair and free and equal free market capitalism is the only a system, economic system, that is in align with the enlightened statement that all men are created equal. In other words, we buy and sell how we please, not dictated by the government, including being able to travel being able to go to restaurants, being able to go to gyms, being able to go to getting our hair cut or beauty salons without the government telling us that we have to have this experimental vaccine to do so. We are a free people. So we need to start acting like it, like some of the callers who originally earlier called in said. Okay, now the title of this article written by Ben O'Neill said that COVID lockdowns signal the rise of public policy by ransom. And he's exactly right. So let me read some of the article and you'll be able to understand what this author, Ben O'Neill, from the Mises Institute was talking about. There is a public commentator, Amanda Marcotti, is incandescent with rage. Those are her words. With those who refuse to be vaccinated against COVID-19. This Amanda wants to get back to her spin class, and the unvaccinated are ruining it for her. Lockdowns and other restrictions on gymnasiums have either closed them or required masking during training sessions, and the result is that Amanda is unable to join her spin class at the gym. So she has to cancel and exercise at home. Oh, poor Amanda. In attributing where the blame for this predicament lies, she is unequivocal. And I'm quoting now her from the article. By refusing to do the right thing, the unvaccinated are stripping freedom and choice from every other American who got vaccinated. We stand by helplessly watching restrictions pile back on and our freedoms dissipate, all to protect those who don't protect themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, does she not have this completely backwards? She is saying that her freedoms are being taken away because we, the unvaccinated, want to be free. She has it completely backwards. She is saying that because the unvaccinated don't want to get vaccinated, that her freedoms are being infringed upon. No, it is not the unvaccinated that are infringing on your freedoms. It is your government that is infringing on your freedoms. It's not the unvaccinated who is closing your gym. It is the government that is closing that gym. And, okay, Amanda, you've gotten vaccinated. That protects you from the virus. Is that right? So if you're protected from the virus, why does it matter to you if I'm vaccinated or not? Because you're already protected. Or does that go ahead and point out the fact that the vaccine doesn't work? Pfizer has already admitted that the vaccine wears off after about 5 to 6 months and that you'll need a booster shot. And you'll continue needing those booster shots to protect you from a virus, which, by the way, has a 99.9% rate of you surviving it. Why on earth would less than 1% chance of you not surviving would you put an experimental vaccine into your body, which, according to the CDC, VAERS data, has already counted in the hundreds of thousands of adverse reactions of people experiencing horrible things after taking these vaccines, and people have died after taking this vaccine. So I'm going to admit to you, I have not been vaccinated by this experimental jab, and I am not going to. God has given me a robust immune system that has protected me, and it is going to continue to protect me. Just like the three Hebrew boys said, God will protect us. And you can stop right there. God will protect us, just like he did those three boys. You do not have to bow down to this regime and what they want to do to you and to your body, putting into you this experimental vaccine. I have a good friend who is not too far from here in Pensacola. She's in Panama City. And I noticed on social media that she took a picture of herself getting the vaccine with a statement behind it that just said, get the shot. So I contacted her And this was back in May, she got the shot. So I contacted her. I said, have you experienced any adverse effects after taking that shot? And she said, yes. She said, I so regret taking that shot. She said, since then, I have experienced cramps in my legs, nausea, which kind of comes and goes. She said, and then swelling and soreness in my breast. And I said, is this a constant thing? She says, no, it just kind of comes and goes. The cramps in my legs, the nausea, and then the swelling. She said, it just kind of comes and goes. And I said, have you had that documented? Have you gone to your doctor? She said she did go back to her doctor. He's documented it. I said, now you need to make sure that the CDC knows about this and that it can be a part of their vaccine adverse effects reporting system. It must be a part of it. And she might even be able to collect some funds because of that. The thing is that this vaccine has had so many adverse effects to it by so many people. We're talking over 100,000 that I would suspect that that fund is probably close to running out of money if it hasn't already. This vaccine, since it has started, has already killed more people. And just this over a year now that people have been taking, not even over a year. When did this start? I guess it has been over a year now. But it has killed more people in the United States than all other vaccines combined over the past 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a dangerous vaccine. And I'm reading from this article, if Amanda want you to take that vaccine just so she can go to her spin class at the gym, Amanda, I'm sorry, it is not happening. I am not going to take that vaccine because your government is forcing this on you, not the unvaccinated. We go back to the article. This statement, Amanda, saying that her freedoms are going away because we won't protect ourselves, this statement is indicative of a relatively new phenomenon in public commentary, which is a general support for the rise of what I call public policy by ransom. This is an article by Ben O'Neill. He calls it public policy by ransom. Public policy by ransom occurs when a government imposes a behavioral requirement on individuals and enforces this by punishing the general public in aggregate until a stipulated level of compliance is attained. And again, what is attained is determined by the government. Here's Biden saying now that we have to have 96, 97, 98. He can't even make up his mind. The number keeps going up. 96, 97, 98% are vaccinated before we can get back to normal. No, it won't. They are drunk on this power that they have right now, and I'm just amazed at how many American citizens are complying with this, how many are walking around with masks on, which have no benefit whatsoever, but they're walking around with these masks on. You know, I don't blame them. I don't fault them. You do what you want, but do not demand that I also get masked and get vaccinated against a disease. It's a real disease. It's a very real disease, but it's a disease that over 99.9% are survive. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. This is Mike Hill. Join us again after the top of the hour. Don't change your dial.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.